Please be seated. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I have a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared in our book or shared with us throughout the week. We have a couple joys. Both Mark Bruin and Jerry Umpstead are celebrating birthdays tomorrow. So a happy birthday to Mark and to Jerry. And a memory March birthday on the 14th to Bob Trevora from his children, Pat, Bob, and Bill. And a few concerns to lift up. Ginny Collins passed away last Sunday afternoon. Her service is at Huff and Liqueur this Saturday, March 18th. Visitation will be at 9 and a service at 10. We also received word late last week that Grace Ely has recently had a fall. She is recovering at home but did spend some time in the hospital. So we continue to keep Grace in our prayers as well as her daughter Dean, who is caring for her. Knowing, of course, we all come to this time of prayer with our own joys and concerns, and we've got people's names and faces and situations that are likely on our minds and hearts, I want to invite you to bring those to mind now as we lift them up to God together in prayer. Loving God, as we come to you in a collective spirit of prayer this morning, hear us as we lift up all who thirst. We pray for those who are spiritually thirsty and the parts of ourselves that are spiritually thirsty, who long to know your presence but don't quite know where to find you. We pray for all those who are alone and without hope, those who long to feel needed and loved, those who are searching for meaning and purpose. We pray, O God, for those who thirst for wholeness, for healing, for comfort and freedom from pain and suffering. We think especially of those who are sick, those who are in the hospital, those who are struggling physically or mentally, those battling addictions, those who are waiting or processing a difficult diagnosis, those who are grieving. We think especially this day, O God, of Ginny's family. We keep her loved ones and in particular her sons in our prayers. We think of Grace and ask that you surround her with your healing and your comfort and your peace, and with Dean as she is hands and heart of caring for Grace. God, we pray for all who are physically thirsty, who don't have enough water to drink, whose fields are parched, whose crops have withered. We think of those who have to walk long distances to find enough water to survive, or have to be content with water that is unclean. We pray for those whose homes and villages and communities are torn apart because of drought or famine or natural disaster. We pray for those who are thirsty for justice, O God, who long for freedom and an equal sharing of resources. We pray for those who put their lives at risk to protect what they hold dear, those who are victims of oppressive systems or are without voice or choice. God, just as we ask that you might give us hearts that rejoice with those who find a reason to celebrate this day, thinking especially of Mark and Jerry and Bob, we ask that you would open our hearts to the needs of all who thirst in a multitude of ways. Give us courage to work together for justice, to stand alongside those who are thirsty, to seek and to share your living water, so that all people everywhere may discover the abundant life you promise to each of us. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
We have an opportunity now to receive this morning's offering, so I invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology, as our offering is brought forward, and as we lift it up and dedicate it to God.
Gracious God, take these gifts and transform them into living water for those who are thirsty, for those who are yearning for life, for those who are yearning for renewal and for peace. And we ask it in the name of Jesus the Christ, who meets us wherever we are. Amen. You and I are always in the midst of transition, and we are always in the midst of transformation, our lives being changed, altered, shaped for the goodness of life and for God. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.